And Lord, don't be offended in me because I'm not going to get you out.
We thank you, Lord, for right? your words. And,
it's not time for that yet. He's saying, he's telling John that by what he's telling his disciples to bring forth back to him. It's not time for that yet. Folks, there's an offense to the gospel.
This afternoon,
and here it is. Here it is.
Grace.
People want things to satisfy their flesh. That's the natural. People just naturally want to hear things to satisfy their flesh. They want physical things to satisfy their flesh.
Help our eyes and our ears.
But the offense of the cross says that you're no good to get anything. You're a sinner.
All right.
Right? And John was wondering, why isn't Jesus getting me out of jail? And Jesus is saying, it's not time for that yet. But look at the other things that I'm doing. And so he wants
to. About
he's telling John,
John
"Hey, blessed is he who was not
in jail.
Whosoever shall not be offended in me."
A little bit about why he got put in jail.
And so the sinner, he's not good to get anything.
He's preaching against
the sinner deserves to go to hell. So on the basis of that,
king that
you're to repent.
His brother's
right?
Wife.
That's the offense of the gospel. Repent.
And we saw
you're no good.
About that last week.
You're not going to hear nice, smooth things
we discussed
from Jesus
a little bit
because,
about John.
That's what you want to hear. It's not going to happen that way.
It looks like he's doubting, but I don't
and John isn't going to hear,
Jesus, never
Jesus is going to come get you out of jail.
And, he just wants
so he's saying, hey, don't be offended in me, John.
He knows some
don't be
some
offended
scriptures
in, me.
In Isaiah 61, 1.
You don't know.
He knows what's what
you don't know that there's a division
do.
There. You don't know that there's a first and second coming. I haven't given you that light yet.
Are you the one? Are you the one that we're looking for?
And a lot of times we'll read the Bible,
so he was
folks.
He's looking for
and
Jesus.
We don't understand something.
Jesus.
Why Jesus isn't doing something
verse
right
four,
now.
We'll start off in verse 4. Jesus
right?
answered and said unto them,
don't be offended
go
in Jesus
and show John
know,
again those things
all
which
the scriptures.
You do hear.
Don't be offended in Jesus because
the blind receive
you don't understand
their sight,
everything that
the
Lord
walk.
Hasn't revealed all this to
the
you
the leopards
yet.
Are cleansed.
And that's the lesson there, folks.
That are raised up. And the
we're to seek the mercy of God
through, a little
through
bit
Jesus
about
Christ.
Just the fact that he's preaching to the
Jesus
poor.
Came preaching,
he's
repent.
Not, he's not trying to get money.
And this is
people.
What his own family felt about him. Go with me to Mark. Yeah,
this is a guy that's different than the Pharisees and Sadducees.
He's
and they're
preaching
doing it for
repent.
Money. And that's where the Jews were.
Mark
at that
6.
Time. If you didn't have any money, you weren't going to get the truth. And they weren't getting the truth anyway. But you weren't going to get anything that resembled the truth without any money. And Jesus, mm-hmm. he's preaching to somebody that doesn't have any money.
Yeah. Is not this the carpenter,
John,
the son of Mary?
What John
the
saw,
brother of
he
James,
saw Isaiah 61,
Joseph,
1. We'll
and,
go
and
there real
Judas
quick.
And Simon.
We'll read that
and
again.
Are not his sisters here
the Bible
with us?
Says in,
and
in
they
Isaiah
were
61,
offended
1,
at him.
The Spirit of the Lord
his
God is upon
and sisters
me. Because the Lord hath anointed me to preach
something.
Good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to the
they were
to bind
at him,
the broken heart, hearted to
for what he was
liberty,
doing.
They were offended at him for what he was saying.
The opening
they were
of
just
the prison
they were an
to
offense.
Them that are bound.
Jesus
and
was
John
an offense
bound,
to them,
and the doors aren't being opened.
Do you want not
and
to offend
see John?
People?
He didn't see the first.
Do you want
and
to appeal
coming?
To people?
Then tell them that
Jesus
they can
knows,
do something to save
John's
themselves.
In jail.
And then
and
they'll
he
be
tells
happy
the two disciples of John to go show John what
you've
heard.
You can't save yourself, and you have to trust in
because
Jesus.
Those things are the
that's
things that testify.
It's an offense to people.
Even though I haven't opened the door to your prison door
people
yet.
Want to hear that they can do
and,
something.
Jesus constantly
people want to hear that they can save themselves.
The works that he
get saved by right by receiving Jesus Christ under his conditions.
He constantly.
He
constantly shows
and,
about
and the
his
Jews,
works.
They didn't
John
want to receive the kingdom under God's conditions, even though they were fed
saying,
up with
look
Rome.
At what I'm doing.
They weren't fed.
And he does this with John again, too. John doesn't see the first and second coming. He only sees the first coming. John 5:36. The Bible says, yeah, I don't know why I'm doing that. Yeah, that's probably a good thing.
And so does Christ offend you? Does he offend your family? Does the preaching of the cross offend the people that you're telling? And we ought not to be offended, but we should be rather grateful that Christ gave up everything to come here
and die for us. And he didn't have to do that. He chose to do that, folks. And we're just a bunch of sinners, and he came down to save us. And so we shouldn't be offended at the cross. We shouldn't be offended at what he did. We should be offended at what we've done to him. Matthew 11. And so Christ, he did have a greater witness than John. And
Matthew
11,
those
things that he was doing,
and as they departed,
his works were greater than John's.
As they departed,
because
Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning
his
John,
his works showed who he was.
What went ye out
go
into the wilderness
to John 10,
a reed shaken with the wind?
John 10, 32.
Notice that Jesus is going to, he's going to exalt John the Baptist in front of the multitudes after the disciples depart.
And we know that
John 10:32, Jesus answered them,
they are
many
departed.
Good works have I showed you from my Father. For
right
which
here they
of those
say,
works
as they departed.
Do
go with
stone
me in verse, Luke.
Okay.
Luke 7.
And so,
verse 33,
the Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy.
7:34.
And because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? Little g. If ye call them gods, unto whom the world of word of God came, and the scriptures cannot be broken, say ye of him, whom the Father hath sanctified, and set in the world, thou blasphemy? Thou blasphemest?
Oh, I hear something.
Because I said, I am the Son of God? If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. So he's constantly appealing to the Jewish leaders. He's constantly appealing to the Jews of his works. And that shows who Jesus Christ is. And that's why he sent those disciples back to John and said, show them what I'm doing here. And he says, if he called those... Okay, go back to Matthew 11, verse 5. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. Those are the works that, that Jesus is doing. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. The Bible says in verse 6, Jesus is saying here, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me.
I wasn't listening.
The Jews require a sign, folks, and so Jesus gives them one. And they won't take
for John the Baptist,
the sign. He's doing his works. He's doing the works of his Father that sent him. And the Jew won't take it. And so he says, "To go and show John what I do for the blind, what I do for the lame, what I do for the leopards, the deaf, and the poor." And so this is the spiritual and physical condition of the Jews when Jesus is on earth.
Verse 7:24.
At his first coming.
And when the
he
messengers
came,
of John
healing to,
were
to illustrate to Israel that that was their condition, and they needed
John.
Jesus.
So they're gone. They're not in. They're
Jesus
not in
is
the
healing
area.
Them,
and Jesus is going to exalt John the Baptist.
They needed his righteousness. The Jews.
Jesus Christ isn't. He's not.
And
in the business
they needed
of
his
pumping
power.
Someone up, folks. Jesus.
Luke 4:14. Jesus. He quotes Isaiah 61:1, but he doesn't quote the whole thing. Luke 4,
he wanted
14.
His disciples to tell John what he saw and
he doesn't
heard
quote
Jesus.
The whole thing.
He didn't want them to tell them that, hey, John's Jesus is
and Jesus,
you up. Jesus is saying all these good things about you, John. No, he's not in the business of doing that. Jesus doesn't want to cause John any harm.
There's a short
and he doesn't want to cause harm. He doesn't
Luke 4,
want
14.
John.
And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit
John,
in Galilee, and there went
John,
out fame of him throughout.
He doesn't want those people
in the right
to
place.
Think anything ill of John because of his disciples.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fame of him throughout
questions.
All the region all right. Round about, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all.
A bit about John the Baptist. And that is, first of all, John is not a weakling.
Yeah, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
And just because he's
sent me to heal the brokenhearted,
it doesn't mean
to preach
deliverance
to the captives.
Who are those captive? He's not going to let the multitudes think
that
John
is doubting
Jesus Christ. He doesn't doubt the scriptures.
Jesus
is saying this guy is a tough
and recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable
liberty
of the Lord.
He's not moving.
He doesn't
show you that he's going to open up the prisons.
When it comes to doctrine, he's not going
right?
to move.
He doesn't say that.
All right? And so he's not like the
Jesus
majority
tells John,
of the multitudes.
By what he said that,
right,
hey,
Ephesians
John,
4:14,
I'm doing all these
he's
things.
He's not like Israel.
And you're not getting out of jail.
Been deceived by the scribes
I'm not going to open the door.
And,
right?
And,
he doesn't tell them that he's opening
now
counts up the doors
on the tradition
of, the prisons.
Of men more than the traditions
and so,
of God. That's
in
not
Matthew,
John the Baptist.
In Matthew 11:6, he says, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me.
The guy you went out to see, this John, he's strong.
You're not getting out of jail, John.
He's not weak. And he's relying on the Word of God. He's relying on that the Word of God is true even in the prison house. All right? And Jesus is telling the multitudes that I want you to know that this man, he's not a child. He's a man. And he'll hold up strong, even though he's in jail. Verse 8, but what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. This John, he's telling multitudes, he's not like the rich that are among you. He's saying this guy was poor, and he came to you preaching the truth, wearing camel's hair for his shirt. And he had leather on his loins, Mark 1:6 says. John is not some thin-skinned sissy that's going to be offended in me because I'm not freeing him from jail. Right? If you have thin skin, you're not going to be able to wear camel's skin, fur. That's wool. That's like wool. I don't know if any of you put on wool before, but it itches. And just to have that on and nothing else underneath the wool... That's one tough dude. Not one to be messed with. And Jesus is telling the multitude here, he's not thin-skinned. He's not going to be offended at me. When his disciples bring him the message, John will hold through because he's tough, and he'll accept the fact that I'm not ready to fulfill Isaiah 61:1. And that's what he'll do. He won't crack in the prison house. And most of us probably would. Most of us would be rethinking what we said to this, what we said, what we preached about. We'd probably be doubting. But that's not John. And Jesus is reaffirming this to the multitudes. Verse 9, but what went ye out for to see, a prophet? Yea, I say, and unto you, more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before me, or before thee. Jesus tells the multitude that here is a man that is a prophet who is unlike a regular prophet, right? He's more than the prophet. Normal prophets, they weren't individually prophesied about in the scriptures, folks. There's no prophecy of Elijah. When he shows up on the scene, there's no prophecy of Isaiah and Jeremiah before they began to prophesy. There's no prediction of Jonah or Malachi, but Isaiah and Malachi, they prophesy aforetime of John the Baptist. And that's found in Isaiah 40 and Malachi 3:10. I think that's in your guys' reference Bibles, isn't it? Those references? Okay. And so, in the sense, John is more than a prophet because he's a prophet that was prophesied about, and he was given a special a task of proclaiming and announcing the Messiah to the nation of Israel. That's why Jesus says he's more than a prophet. Right? Isn't it amazing that God chooses men to do what he wants done? Jesus Christ is God, and he doesn't need anybody, folks. He doesn't need anybody to make straight the path for his feet, right? He can make that. He's got a bunch of angels up there in heaven that he can have do this. He could make all of his creation cry out on the behalf of Jesus Christ. He doesn't need man, but he chose to use man. God doesn't need us to preach his word or witness for him, but there are churches all over the world, folks. They'll say that they'll say God needs us. He needs us to do his work. And don't they feel good about themselves, right? And that's what it is, folks. These churches want you to feel good about yourself so that you keep coming in the door and writing the check. If you don't feel good about yourselves, you're not coming through that door. It takes if you're looking for the truth and you don't care how you feel when you get it, you won't be worried about the check you have to write. You won't be worried about your feelings being hurt, right, by the preacher. But you'll realize that the Holy Spirit is pricking your heart. And it's not the preacher. It's the Holy Spirit touching you. And a lot of people, they don't want to feel like that. They want to feel nice. They want to feel good. They want to have smooth things talked to them, right? And so God doesn't need us, folks. And so Jesus here, he's going to exalt John the Baptist, but not in front of him. He wants that Jew to know that even though John was in jail, it was because he was doing right and he was preaching the word of God. And you know John wasn't exalting himself, folks. Hey, there's this book. There's this company that works for BP up here. I'm not going to name it, but they've got this book on self-promotion, right? I mean, this guy emailed me this book on self-promotion. It's a whole book, like 188 pages long, about promoting yourself, right? But John never does that, folks. He never promotes himself. He just says what he's there to do. Look what he says in John 1:26. This is John talking about himself. John 1:26. The Bible says, John answered them saying, I baptize with water. Verse 25. And they asked him and said unto him, Why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elijah, neither the prophet? John answered them saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom ye know not. He it is whom coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchets I am not worthy to unloose. That's what John thought about himself compared to Jesus Christ. He's not worthy to even unloose his shoes. Now that's amazing. Because we as human beings, we don't want to think that way about ourselves. But this is how John thought about himself. And about himself. And Jesus exalts those that humble themselves. Luke 14:11. He exalts those that humble themselves. Bible says, for whosoever exalted himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Right? John is humbling himself. He says, I'm not even worthy to unloose the latchets of Jesus' shoe, the latches of his shoe. And so Jesus exalts him. Matthew 11:11. And so here's the statement of Jesus about John. Verily, I say unto you, among them that are born of woman, or women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist, notwithstanding he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Folks, the kingdom of heaven is already there. But it's not there in the sense that Jesus has gotten rid of all the disease, he's gotten rid of the devils, he's gotten rid of the devil, right? That hasn't happened yet. And so we have to discern what kingdom of heaven he's talking about here. So he's talking about the kingdom of heaven that's going to come, right? This is what he's saying. He's a better man than Abraham. He's a better man than Moses. He's a better man than David. As far as purity, as far as cleanliness, and following the will of God, folks, John, he's it. There's no better, right? Not until the kingdom of heaven is brought in. And any that are there, folks, are greater than he. Why? Why? You got to ask yourself, why would they be greater than John? Because, folks, positionally, they're in a time where they have God as Jesus Christ on earth, right? Jesus is going to be on earth. There's no devilish influence. There's peace on earth. And they have the greatest opportunity to receive Jesus Christ. Why? Because there's no distraction. John didn't have that. But those that are least in the kingdom of heaven, they're going to have that. John had all the distractions we have today. He's got the devils are there. The devil is there. You've got nation of Israel is under bondage. They're not going to be under bondage in the kingdom of heaven. And so they'll be greater than John because they got into the kingdom of heaven, but they're only greater in the sense as John was not in the kingdom of heaven when he was on the earth, right? They're not greater than John. They're greater than John in the sense that John was here on this earth under the kingdom of heaven with the devil's rule. The least in the kingdom of heaven, when Jesus isn't ruled, there is no devil there. Jesus is ruling the kingdom of heaven there. So that's why they're greater. Now I'm not going to go into the other stuff. Verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent taketh by force. Now the best commentary on this is found in John 6:15. Folks, Jesus wasn't about to be made king by force. Those people wanted peace. They wanted their world hunger fixed, their world hunger problems fixed at any price except the price of redemption and humiliation. That's the state of the Jews. To take the kingdom of by force would be to violate it. And Jesus wanted them to receive it under the conditions that he set forth. And you can't storm the kingdom of heaven with good works and baptism, right? You receive the gospel either in this age, either in the Jews' age, they had to receive the gospel that John was preaching. And Jesus wants people to receive the gospel because you need him. He doesn't need you. How do you receive him? Like a poor, blind, deaf, sick, lame, devil-possessed sinner, right? And that's the Jews' condition. That's how we receive him. We're poor, we're blind, we're naked, we're deaf. He wants you to receive him that way. He wants you to know your condition. That's why he came healing. He shows the Jews their condition. This is your condition. I'm healing you. Now this is your condition. It's a lot better, right? And so that's how we're to receive Jesus. And it was an offense unto them. But folks, violence is the mark of devil possession. That's found in Mark 5:13. That's basically the maniac of Gadara, right? He was violent. And so the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. What did the Lord give the citizens of the kingdom of heaven? Right? When they were on earth, what did he give them? He gave them the law that came through Moses on Mount Sinai. That's what he gave them. And instead of that, that was supposed to be their controlling influence. But instead of that, they didn't want the law. And outside of the law, folks, is violence. It's violence. It's lawlessness. That's violence. And so when Jesus shows up, those that were lawless and violent were the ones ruling. And who were the ones ruling? You had the Romans and you had the Pharisees. And who did Jesus liken that generation unto? He likened it unto vipers. And what's a viper? It's a serpent. It's a serpent. And so, what did he say to the serpents in John 8:44? He says, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father he will do. He was a murderer. That's violent, folks. That's violence. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he's a liar and the father of it. Now, folks, is that literal? Some people think that it's literal. I personally, I don't see how it's literal, but some people do. First of all, Jesus wasn't about to take the kingdom in a lawless manner. He came not to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law. People in a lawless society that rule others do so by force. That's the only way they can do it. All right. And so we're going to close here. When Jesus rules, when he rules, he'll rule in righteousness. And when somebody is punished, they'll deserve it, folks. All right. He'll rule with a rod of iron. And so when Jesus shows up in Israel, Israel is lawless. Malachi 1, 2, and 3. And so is the Gentile, folks. And their leadership and the people follow their leadership. That's how their leadership were. They were lawless. And the people followed their leadership. And we'll go ahead and stop there and pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for your words. And we pray now for the message that is brought before us, Lord, that you bless it, Lord, and that we would continue to walk with thee daily. And we pray these things for Christ's sake. Amen.